Some people told me that some things never last. They said love and romance would burn out too fast. I used to think all my chances had passed until I listened to this little podcast. You make my heart go bing, bing, bong, bing, bong. Just like the theme song. Make my heart go sing, 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 sing song. So let's sing along with the Beacon theme song. Beacon theme song. Beep, bong, bong.
Now broadcasting the webcomic Beacon.
We're pretty much ready to start this turd, so.
Welcome to episode 70 of the Webcomic Beacon. This is the Webcomic Beacon at webcomicbeacon.com, and we are hosted on the Rampage Network, webcomics community at rampagenetwork.com. This is Fess of PSIwebcomic.com, and with me are my usual co-hosts, Tanya Higgins of betapone.com.
Hello.
And Mark Savory of autumnlake.com.
Hello.
And this week, we have a couple of guests with us because, we need a couple more people. Because today we are doing the 2008 Webcomic Beacon Awards. Or otherwise, Mark?
The Beakies. Beakies.
And basically, we're going to be going over, we have qualifications on the site, Webcomic Beaky Awards. I have it on the left-hand side of the website at webcomicbeacon.com. And basically, I'm going from November 2007 as a lenient starting point, going to the end of 2008, and while considering their updates through February 2009, because this is our first try and attempt at doing this. So, basically, any new webcomic within that time frame is nominatable. We can look at it, basically, and decide whether or not we want to give it an award for being what we're looking at, either the best newbie beaky, best newbie webcomic, or best short story webcomic, and a couple of others we might go into later. But in any case, let me introduce our guest hosts and judges for this evening. We have Chris of WebcomicZ.com with us today. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
As well as our host, Horatio of, RampageNetwork.com.
Hello. Howdy, howdy.
And first off, thank you guys for, wanting to be judges and knowing that any comics that you have done are automatically disqualified. Okay. Let's see here. What we're going to do first, because I know I'm going to forget about it, is I'm going to go over a lot of the news stuff first, and that includes the webcomic milestones reported for this week. Now, webcomic milestones. Steal this comic becomes, hits 100 strips, celebrated actually 1 year, not so long ago, so... That's kind of like double advertising, I guess. Also, we have the webcomic Last Resort hit its second anniversary. So, congratulations. That's lastresortwithazero.com. And also, of course, that was stealthiscomic.com. Another one is timeslikethis.com has hit strip 200. So, that's really awesome. It's a time travel parody cameo like webcomic. We also have Cartworks at cartworks.blogspot.com has hit 100 strips. Damn it. Okay, what was this one? Oh, that's a special news announcement that I got to make that I was going to make last time, but in a moment you'll find out why it wouldn't be appropriate last time.
nothing was appropriate last time.
The Boys of Floyd at the legendary Boys of Floyd at boysoffloyd.com has reached 100 strips, and that is our last milestone for this week. But I also have some news that needs to be taken care of. Basically, do you guys remember Family Webcomics?
Yes, yes, indeed.
You see, they have an announcement for me that would not have been appropriate for me to announce on last week's episode, Fetish Webcomics, or at least the attempt for Fetish Webcomics. But Family Webcomics would like us to announce that their listings have reopened, and they're now accepting listings for comics up to WC-14, basically equivalent to PG-13. Also, Bitmap World, which is the creators of Family Webcomics' webcomic, is 2 years old as well. So if you're looking for family webcomics, or you know some and you'd like to add them to this particular list site, check out familywebcomics.com. I think that's... Yeah, I think that's pretty much all the news we have for today. Other than... Horatio.
No news on our front. Not until next month, at least. So.
Well, next month is when this podcast is going to run, so...
We're good. Okay. We're good.
we're good.
You're not a spoiler, are you?
Well, actually, if right now the network is offering a free advertising on the forums, which get about 20 to 30,000 views a week, and you can sign up at freeads.rampagenetwork.com. It'll take you to the webcomic list thread and where you can sign up. Again, that's freeads.com. I mean, freeads.rampagenetwork.com.
Alrighty.
And basically, it's just a free leaderboard, and it goes up for a week, and you'll get about 30,000 views.
I should do that. Good for free.
That's damn good for free.
That's amazing.
And it's in the premium spot as it's below the first post of each thread.
Awesome beans. All right. Let's go to freeads.rampagenetwork.com. Okay. Well, I'm going to refresh our webcomicbeacon.com homepage to see who's sponsoring this week's episode of the Webcomic Beacon through our Project Wonderful ads. First off, well, Last Resort at Last Resort with the 040.com has our top spot. Scrolling down, we have Alone in the Crowd has our tower ad and our post by post ad, the banner ad is No Crap! has our banner ad, and that is no-crap.net. And just to go back up, Alone in the Crowd, I think it's AIAC.com. AIAcrowd.com. Jeez, okay, that's a mouthful. Hey, wait, was Alone in the Crowd on the list? That should have been, or did it start too early?
Alone in the Crowd was not on the list. And you know, you had Capes and Babes on the list. Aren't they like 3 years old?
I thought so. You know what? Alone in the Crowd was supposed to be on there on the list.
Oh, way to go.
Okay, so if you guys know Alone in the Crowd, they're qualified. I just forgot to put it on the list.
Nice. That's good.
In any case, yay! See, this is our first attempt at doing the awards show. I should go into explain with the reasoning for the awards. One, there wasn't any Webcomicers People's Choice Awards this year, so there was no awards thing to cover. But on top of that, I don't particularly like the People's Choice approach for anything because it's usually incredibly skewed, and most people don't do voluntary polls and votes and stuff like that to get a real accurate view of various things, and there's no real main market way to take a look at all the 10,000, 15,000 plus webcomics that are online. So we're going year by year, looking at only the ones that have started within that year, So you eliminated a whole bunch of genre crap, drama crap between other people, popularity contests, et cetera, et cetera. And also, yeah, it's just the webcomic Beacons and its judges' collective opinions on this. And we do have a Listener's Choice Awards, which we'll probably attempt to see if we can do by asking people in the chat room for one thing that they can all agree on. But we'll see how that works. Basically, like I was saying at the beginning, we have a handful of awards to give out. We're looking at maybe 3 to 5 newbie Beaky awards to give out to outstanding new webcomics within the given time frame. We have the a standalone Simplex award, which is maybe one or two going out for outstanding short story. And we'll get into that later as they come up. Basically, a short story webcomic that begins and ends within the year, for the most part. Also, this is something I'm asking the judges if they think it would be something cool. The Picasso Award. Handed out to outstanding writing in webcomics with art that is, well, best left for interpretation.
I love the idea. Mm-hmm. It's just that most of the comics that I found that I thought had good writing also had fairly good art, so I'd feel kind of crappy saying, well, this one sucks. It's not really true.
Well, that's where you call it the writing award.
Well, but this is funnier, you know?
Funny.
Well, okay, because you're talking about things like XKCD, where, you know, the art is stick figures and, you know, with occasional some painted backgrounds. But the writing is excellent. Only I didn't really find any in that list.
Yeah, that's the thing. I didn't really see anything, but I thought it was a funny award.
It is a funny award. I like the award. Because, I just don't like it this year.
Yeah, some people like write crap or whatever. I also had the Ugly Duckling Award, as suggested by Jules Rivera of Marsh Rocket. And that was the outstandingly improved webcomic, but with how hard it is to look at the handful of new webcomics that started last year's list, trying to figure out which some of whatever improved the most is pretty freaking too much work. Yeah. So,
well, and in a year, you know, I think where you really see like a crazy improvement is 5-6 years. I don't know, about a year.
Two, well, at the least.
I don't know.
At least two.
But in any case, considerations that the judges must have are that small hiatuses should be acceptable. However, update schedule is, of course, important. So if you have like a huge gap and you only updated like really 6 times the past 6 year, like VG Cats might do sometime, you know, that probably would not be a good
choice. That is their
choice.
Update schedule. Yeah, random.
I think their update schedule is don't. Yeah.
Don't.
It's pretty close to mine, unfortunately, but.
Oh, yeah. Remember your big comeback. Woo, what did you post? 2, 3?
There's been 3. Ah. There's been 3.
Okay.
There's one on my little board right now.
Oh, I hadn't seen that.
Oh, wait. Am I recording? Oh, good. Oh.
Okay, whoever that was in the chat room, don't panic fest. It's not nice.
Okay. Also, we're basically just going to – we have a list on our website which has like 80 – not 80, like 50 or some. These are all the ones that we could gather at the time that were reported to us, because it's really hard to find some of these just at the last minute, as this is kind of like a last 4 months ago thrown together sort of thing. So then through that, we're going to come up with our top 10 each, go over our top 5, because I think that's all the time we'll have for, and then, because we're just going to be announcing the finalists at this show, and then next week, we'll be announcing the actual winners, so people can, ooh, suspense, and da-da-da-da-da.
You know?
And I like
we'll
teasing
milk it for all we can. Next week's when we wear our tuxedos, and we have the cam for Tanya.
Yeah, this week is not a good cam moment. We'll go, yeah, okay, next
week. You'll have to get a webcam by then.
I have a webcam. It's right here, but it's just not a good sleep.
Speaking of webcams, we have a webcam trained on my monitor to try to do a video thing of this. So if you go to webcomicbeacon.com/videos or video or something, you'll find it eventually. We're also Ustreaming this today. This doesn't help people with the MP3, really, but well, that's why you got to show up for the live shows on Sundays at about 3 p.m. Eastern.
So there.
Oh, I'm just like a freaking whore.
Just we damn. Always have been, sweetie.
Then where's my money, bitch? No, I'm just kidding.
No, that's your pimp. Your
I
pimp?
Was like, I have no pimp, honey.
Yeah, yeah. In any case, we do have Chris and Horatio with us.
Poor men. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the madness.
So, anyway, we'll be going through our lists, and who wants to go first? Who wants to start with their top 10?
Tanya, I think, said she did.
Oh, did I? Was that it?
Yeah.
Look how fast you turned on me. Oh, my. Before we do that, I'm going to panic you as well. I'm actually starting to get text messages with people asking if you're actually recording. Are you sure that everything is all right?
I am actually recording.
Okay. I'm just checking.
All right, stop it and play it back and see if it...
Because they're saying that normally when they log in, it says that recording has started and that there's no...
Oh, that recording.
Yeah.
Recorded live.
Okay. I should stop getting text messages now, which is good.
Well, because I don't really use the TalkShoe recording, but it's a backup.
Okay. Are you really going to make me start? You want me to start?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go.
The first comic on my top 10 list is, in fact, Sister Claire, Pregnant Nun. Holy crap. I assumed, actually, that I wasn't going to like it, just because it seemed a bit... I don't want to say formulaic, because it's a pregnant nun. That shouldn't be formulaic. But it actually turns out to be kind of like a little supernaturally, you know, spiritually supernatural thriller deal. And I love the art and kind of wacky hijinks. The next one on my list was The Lowly Dregs, because I am, in fact, a D&D nerd. And this is one that I think, first of all, I really like the way the art supports the story and the characters. And it's kind of funny and lighthearted rather than taking the supreme gamer route where everything's about roles and books and all of that. It kind of goes in. It feels a little more lighthearted, like a real game. The next one on my list was Zanford. And oddly enough, I can't really tell you why. I like the art. It's a little, you know, it's very laid back, kind of, you know, sketchy in places. And I like the way he does the backgrounds. It's a little bit random, but so far I'm enjoying the storyline. I'm trying to give, like, quick little five ones. The next one was Sandra and Wu, which has to be the most child-friendly comic I've ever read in my life, continuously. The next one was Wubble, which is, I don't know, kind of like Dilbert with Creeters. It's kind of quirky. It's little, usually one panel comic. The next one was Blanket, and I adore the way it started, and it's kind of kept with this sort of surrealist feel. I'm not really sure where it's going.
Blanket?
Blank.
Oh, I thought you said Blanket.
Not like a whoopee. No, Blank it. It's like your list, Fess.
No, but I heard you say, like, blanket, like, I'll put a blanket on before I go to bed. You know, a blanket on the bed?
Yes.
I thought you said,
I got you.
Okay.
The next one is Oddfish, which I thought actually started earlier than I guess it did.
I thought so, too, and I was wondering about that.
It had to have. Yes.
It did, and then it came back. That's what I was understood.
Well, then it's disqualified.
Oh, well, oh. Fine. Then I have a list of nine.
No, wait. We need the chat room to confirm. Did Oddfish start pre-November 2007?
So I know it started 2007, but I don't know what month.
I looked at the site, and the site said November 1st.
Oh, okay. It says, oh, wait, now.
I was wondering if anyone in the chat room.
I think they're busy sexting. Let's see here.
Well, if the site says it, I don't think we should go against the authors.
Well, he could be lying.
All it says is 2007, so I don't know when. I'm going to move on, though. The next one was...
Well, if it's not, it's not going to get an award.
Okay, so I'll say that I really like the artwork, and then if they don't get an award, they get that. The next one was... Is it Immy or Imy?
Immy.
How do you say that?
Immy.
Is it Immy? I like Immy, the little... You know, slice of life quirkiness. And then the last one on my list was Daisy Owl, which is, oddly enough, again, it's perfectly safe for family viewing. I like the attitude. I like Daisy's attitude. I think the dialogue is very well written.
No, already.
I'm done now.
You are?
Somebody tell me that was 10.
Well, that's pretty good since we're only really going to go over our top 5 after we do our top 10. But I'm going to put this in an email so I have it somewhere. It doesn't look like 10.
Oh, no. Was it only 9? I think it was only 9.
It's 8.
No, that wasn't 8. I refuse to believe it was 8. Sister Claire, Lowly Dregs, Sanford, Andre, Woo, Wubble, Blankets, Oddfish. That's 9.
Okay, fine.
9 is the upside down 6.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'll come up with another one. I'll email them all to you. Just to make it easy for you. We really need to move on to somebody else. I've been talking for 5 minutes. I feel weird.
That's
now.
Quite all right. Like I said, I said we'd go in depth with our top 5, but let's. I like going over briefly over our top 10 list first. So, who would like to go next? I'm going
Chris
last.
Chris says he wants to go. Oh.
Okay, Chris, you go ahead.
You know what I think. I think you're.
I have a question though. I do have one that was not on the list, but is eligible. Can I mention that one?
I don't know. It was not a part of our official list, so because we couldn't see it. What is it anyway?
A stray 3.
A whatery?
A stray 3.
A stray 3.
I'm not sure.
You know, we were also sent another one. We got some 11th hour Dawn of Time that I really liked.
Who was that? Was that... RC, who sent that?
Yes.
I think so. I like that one, too. I thought that was...
I really liked nice that, yeah.
Okay, I like the two-tone colors, too.
Yeah.
Can you send a text URL of that comic that you're talking about, Chris?
Yeah, because I'm not... Sure. Google is not being helpful.
All right, Dawn of Time. I remember seeing part of this.
I really like Dawn of Time.
Well, maybe we'll have to converse after the show and see if it'll qualify, if all of us like it enough. Because it still does technically. The thing was, for me not wanting to allow any new ones, is that the rest of us don't have time to look at it and compare.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll move on.
What? Great. Oh.
Okay. For my top 10, they're not really any particular order.
Yeah, your top 10.
I have Sandra and Wu. Also, I found it was very funny and charming, and I liked it. Like the recent addition to it, the Tweety Bird. I laughed out loud during that more than pretty much any of the other comics I read for the entire time. It was very funny. And I was going to say Dilbert also, Dilbert with Animals also, but... Ink Tank. I wrote this down. Let me find that again. Ink Tank. I liked... It was also another 21, A Slice of Life, I believe.
There's a. I have a question about Ink Tank. I have a feeling that it might be older.
2008, first strip.
No, but that could just be the conversion to a comic press site. I could have sworn they were older. Can anyone in the chat room confirm that? One of their characters looks very familiar and I thought was from an older comic.
Well, the copyright on the image itself, the first image itself, is 2008.
Yeah, that's...
changed that to match comic press.
Okay, I must not have... All right, well, okay. I just thought... I just wanted to make sure I'm not cheating anybody or whatever.
Okay. Next is Marooned. That's also one I would put for improved art, even though the art starts out good. But he improves a lot throughout, even though it's a very short time. Odd Fish also. I'm a big fan of puns, and it has plenty of puns in there. I liked Evil Diva. It was an interesting idea of demons and angels going to the same school together, and the one girl is a demon but behaves like good, is a good person instead. It was cute and interesting enough where I'd probably want to keep reading it. Bear Nuts. could be very interesting. I definitely want to keep reading that. It's very funny. Spying with Lana, or Lana, I pronounced that. It's a kind of crazy parody on spies, and I really enjoy the artwork, and I like when people use black and white with splash colors. I enjoy that.
I like that one, too, but that's one that, just to jump in, because the updates for that have been far apart. That's all I'm going to say. But I do like it. Good, go ahead.
Yes. Okay, sorry. But Surfboards and Ray Guns. I did a repression on this recently, and I noted that it had a very campy sci-fi surfer storyline, and I asked, you know, if it was on purpose, it was good. If it wasn't, then it was kind of bad. And the author did say it's actually on purpose. So it feels very much like one of those, you know, 80s movies where the surfer guy is fighting aliens, and it works pretty well for it, and the art's awesome for that.
Yeah.
So I like that. Trying Human. I read it for the first time today and was actually intrigued by it, so I want to keep reading that. Also, some really good art. How many is that so far? Sam and Lila is another instrument I found today. It has actually Google the reference. Apparently, it's a biblical fable. And it's kind of cool where a woman is cursed to have her name and the name of whoever she loves, their names affect their lives or fade to their lives. So apparently, Sam and Lila is a fable about a powerful person who gets a haircut and loses all powers and is really strong or something like that. So it's very interesting
to see what happens. Samson and Delilah.
And Delilah
is the fable, and it's just the person. It's just the guy that she loves. His name, and now they're. It's at the particular coincidence even more so now. So as far as I understand, because the girl she apparently dated somebody named Jesus in school. So, and that was bad for Jesus.
Yeah,
one would think.
Yeah.
Ouch.
And it has the worst URL ever.
Yeah.
I think it's
does.
Because it's because of Collective.
Well, I don't care. It's still a terrible freaking URL.
Jesus.
I'm sorry. Wow. When you're act-i-vate.com/42.comic, what the hell is that?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Is that 10?
I think so.
Hopefully he can count better than I can.
Liz penalizes because of URL.
Lost points.
Epic fail on URL.
You might have picked more than 10. That's okay. If you pick more, it'll take count over Tanya's 10. Or not 10.
I think what happened is I picked Capes and Babes and then went, wait a minute.
So Capes and Babes is wrong for dates.
It has to be. I'll look again.
We'll get it sorted.
We will.
So I just want to say right now, I just want to say right now that when we do announce our finalists, there'll be no dance number like on the freaking Oscars.
What? We're not.
We're not going to have any stupid dance routines taking up time. We're just going to not.
I was a dancer for like 6 years.
Yeah, but you weren't on the Oscars, and those dances are lame. Ironically, okay. To be a lame dancer is already bad and sad.
No, you do not want to see Fest dance. And anyway, we're going to take our first break, and when we come back, well, more of the same.
The Webcomic Beacon is an affiliate of The Geek Media. The Geek Media has a number of geek-related podcasts, blogs, and videos for you to enjoy. Check out thegeekmedia.com. Have news, milestones, questions, or comments? Send your audio clips or email to webcomicbeacon@gmail.com.
I'm not shimmying. Thank you, Hans.
Were you shammy?
You know, I don't even know that I know how to shammy. Care to shammy?
Were you shake, shake, shake?
Sham wow.
You hear about that?
Oh, yeah, the Sham wow guy is like on a crusade against the Scientologists.
Really? He got busted for being with a hooker, too.
Well, there you go.
And apparently she started like biting his tongue as if she was like going to bite it out of his mouth or something like that. And then he started beating her in the face, and then they both got arrested. So it's funny. And he looks old. He looks really, really old in his police photo.
Nobody looks good after spending all night banging hookers and then getting arrested.
You'll say wow every time.
At least. At least he wasn't like Eddie Murphy and have like a crossdresser hooker in the car.
Well,
he was just
given
a ride.
Some crossdressers are very attractive.
That's what they say.
No, the ShamWow guy, all the money that he makes, he turns around and battles Scientology, pays for lawsuits and crap, because he was part of their little organization for a while.
That's
and he was a director for, I can't remember, it's a really bad straight-to-DVD movie that was just, I mean, really inappropriate in a million ways. And that's why they kind of kicked him out and shunned him. And so...
Cool.
Yeah.
So, Horatio, do you want to go next?
What?
I think he
You're
does.
Offering to go next, Fez?
No, I said I'm going last.
Come on,
Horatio goes last.
It's your show, man.
I talk too much. That's why I go last.
He can't buy a plane ticket, but he gets to go last.
You can do it, Horatio.
Who else is left?
Mark.
Mark, you're up next.
Right after you, Horatio.
Aw, come on.
Wait, okay, I'll flip a coin, and then one of you got to call it.
BS, there's no coin there.
No, I got the camera.
Okay, you're going to flip the coin.
And people can see. Okay, who's calling what?
I'm calling the winning side.
I call him.
Okay, Horatio has his head, so.
Hey, I guess I'll take tails unless it wins.
Wait a minute. Is it
you lose the coin?
Is it heads to go or to pick who goes next?
You decide.
Okay. Okay. You're calling heads, so no, you have to. If you're calling heads, are you calling
then
heads?
Then he wins whatever he wants to do.
Okay.
Winner.
Jesus.
I want camera on coin here. It's Hedge after he flipped it over, so that means. I don't mind to go next. That's all right.
Okay.
The note facet just cheat anyway, so.
Okay. I'm pretty good at coins.
And your little dog, too.
Right, a little frightened. Oh, boy.
Are we back?
Yes.
We are.
Wow. Gee whiz. My top 10, well, I had a hard time choosing these. There were just so many good ones, and I could only choose 10.
Well, in the end, you're only going to be able to choose 3 or 4.
Oh, God.
Agony. Didn't you read them yet?
This is narrowing it down. That's all we're doing.
Oh, God. Well, leave us start with, let's see, Wubble. I like this one as well. I thought it was more like The Office than Dilbert. It's like The Office with cartoony cats and dogs. I really like this one. Is this a British comic? It has a sort of British feel to it. I don't know if that's... It just struck me as that. But anyway, I do like that one quite a bit. Definitely got to give props to Sandra and Wu. They killed Tweety. And I was one of those people cheering at the end of that panel.
Yeah.
Very well drawn. Stupidly well drawn, in fact. Very well drawn. Very well drawn comic. Ink Tank. Again, I'm a big fan of this one already. This is a really great little newspaper-y slice of life kind of comic. And I have actually used a ho-ho as a cigar. Although I did not put it in an ashtray like he did. That had me really laughing pretty hard. A very good comic. I like that one a lot. I'd give a shout-out to Moose Mountain Comics. I think this is also a very, very well-drawn comic. It's kind of interesting. I think there's a lot going on there. It doesn't update as often as I wished. It's a regular schedule, like I think once a week or twice a week, but I wish he would update a lot more because I'd like to see even more of it. Let's see. I had to go with Mo. This one was really funny. It was weird. It's a weird kind of comic. It struck me as something you might see in an alternative paper, like a free weekly paper in a big city or something. It's one of those sort of alt comic look to it. It's very well drawn with brush and very loose style, very cartoony style. And it has some weirdness going on. Pretty funny comic. I would say, let's see, Marooned is also on my list here. It has a sort of quirky art style. It's very consistent, and it's funny. It's a funny little comic. Filtered Fuzz is also on my list. Very family-friendly comic. You don't see enough of that, certainly. So I give cheers to that one. And it's got an interesting story as well with the little with the little Hawaiian demon dude. Hawaiian demon thing is pretty cool. I'm going to also call out Clockwork Game. This is on our list. I had not seen this until I went through the list. It's kind of steampunkish. It's sort of Victorian era or pre-Victorian era. It's a very interesting comic. It's got a lot of machines and gears and gadgets and Victoriana and whatnot. I also chose Evil Diva. It has an excellent character design, very well-drawn comic. And I like that idea where they're the angels and demons are going to the same school together. Kind of cool. I also went with Activate as well, although I don't like the Earl either.
Well, that's not really Activate. It's Sam and Lila. That is the webcomic.
Yeah. Okay.
Activate is the community, I believe, or collective.
Love the art in that one, and it's got the coloring is just so interesting. It's just I think it stands out on its own. Although it has a horrid Earl, it does stand out on its own. Now that's 10, but I would also have to give props to One Swoop Fell.
This is an absolutely beautiful comic. It's kind of funny. Reminds me a lot of Copper.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredibly stupidly well drawn. And in fact, I don't think it qualifies. That's why I didn't put it on my list, because
the guy that does it
is actually a pro. He's actually a pro illustrator.
It is a webcomic. It's online, and it's free, and it's updating, so therefore it qualifies.
Well, screw you. I really like this comic, but I thought, this guy's actually a professional animator, illustrator, children's book illustrator, whatever he does. So that's the only reason it's not in my list, or it would be, because it's awesome.
Oh, I'll delete
he also has a lot of interesting art designs and things in his Etsy shop and stuff like that. So there's a lot of cool stuff there. So there.
Okay. And now Horatio gets to go.
Sorry, I had to unmute my mic. My first on the list is the popular one now, Sandra and Wu. It just had that classic style to it that you see in newspaper comics, kinda. Next up would be Vlad the Vegan Vampire. the title was really interesting and threw me off. But I mean, he really does cover a lot of, you know, stereotypes. Like, he has an emo vampire. He has someone who's too into punk. It was a really funny comic with a very unique art style.
Yeah.
Let's see, who is up next? Wubble. And I have to agree with Tanya in that, it is a lot like Dilbert. That was my first thought. It's Dilbert with animals. It's pretty hilarious. It seems to be an office full of cats, and the dog is the manager. and the dog is also somewhat insane, it seems, along with everyone else besides Wubble. And then it also bounces back and forth between Wubble and the office, and I guess Wubble in real life at home with his owner. And I did not know this, I guess, until Mark mentioned it about One Swoop Phil. But yeah, the art is amazing. I mean, I think that's one thing that really caught me. It just had that a comfortable glow to it. I don't know how else to describe it.
Oh, that's good.
It's very children's storybooky.
Yeah. And even though it does have the long domain, Sam and Lila, the colors are amazing. He really goes into detail with everything he puts in. Like, everything has a purpose that he puts in. Like, I don't know if anyone recognized during the first few pages. What's that famous picture of the sunflowers?
Sunflowers?
Are you talking about all the dots and
that's
stuff?
That's Van Gogh. The Van Gogh.
He actually does a recreation of that in the setting.
Oh.
Which I thought was really neat. I don't know if it's the first pages or the last pages, but the story was pretty. It was really unique. I mean, you know, it's kind of like the King TV show that's going on right now, which is a modern adaptation of David and Goliath.
Hmm. Yeah.
I have no idea. I don't really watch a whole lot of TV. But okay.
Because you're a communist, aren't you?
Well, no, it's because it's too expensive, and if I had TV in my home, I'd only watch that.
You gotta download it illegally.
No, I'd zone and watch TV. I'm not a good TV watcher. It's like...
Webcomic Beacon does not advocate illegal downloads.
Hulu. Hulu.com, baby.
Hey, stop helping Horatio delay.
I'm not delaying. next up was Daisy Owl, which was pretty freaking hilarious. Just Steve has to be the best character ever. It's just so random sometimes. And then even when you think it can't get any more random, it does. Now this next one probably might trample on a few people's toes just because it's a pregnant nun. But Claire had the best color schemes that I've seen in a while.
Yeah.
It was a really, really unique comic and really well drawn. And another one of Mark's favorites was Clockwork Orange.
What? Clockwork Orange?
Try again.
Orange Clockwork Comics. Whoops.
The Clockwork Game.
Clockwork Game.
Game.
That's what you're going for.
Clockwork Orange.
No one said I had to read the title. They just said to read the comic. Another great comic that paid great attention to detail with everything the artist put in to the scene. And how many am I at? What is that? I forget.
Is Fest counting?
I think you got one more.
Okay. Well, I have two more, which I'm just going to tie in together, which was... They probably have some of the most unique storylines that have come out recently is Surfboard and Ray Guns and Try and Human. I mean, if you're going to read them for anything, read them for the, you know, for a whole new storyline that hasn't really been out there. I mean, you have a love story with aliens, and then you have another sci-fi parody with surfboards. I mean... Brad does a great job at drawing women, as everyone has probably noticed.
Habba habba. Yeah.
And those are my picks.
Wait. Okay. Oh, never mind.
I went to 11.
Okay. Well, that's fine, since we're only really going to be picking from our top three or five in the end. Let me just select all and move this over here to save it. I guess it's my turn, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, now let's see if...
About damn time.
Should have gone first.
No, we have to have Fesco last because he waxes poetic.
He does.
Now, did you guys even look at the standalones? There were three that were... Well, four maybe, but three at least that were the short stories, which just to go over real quick was Speak No Evil, Melancholy of a Space Mexican.
Mm-hmm.
David and Goliath, which was like 8 watercolor pages.
Yes.
And Yellow Scarves, which is by Jonathan Dalton.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one that I was going to put into the standalone category was Strange Someone, done by the same guy who does Sorcery 101. I know his name. I just forgot it. that's stupid. That's bad. But... It's a completed story. It ended within a year, but it has chapters. To me, a chapter does not tell me that it's a short story. Usually a short story is just one go.
Right.
So I didn't put that one in there. But Strange Someone at... Oh, okay, we'll do it this way. At veiledtruths.com/strangesomeone. And... Trying to find his freaking name who did it. Oh, yeah, Kel McDonald, who does Sorcery 101. I actually, this is one of my 10. I do like this one a lot. It is, well, it starts off with this girl with writer's block, and she meets this guy who's a nurse, and who we later find out is like a werewolf. But... it's a really cool story, and you know the art is really good, and it's just one of my favorites out of the ones on here. So that's one of my 10 that I'm going with. Oh crap! Now I have to speak and do stuff, which I'm not used to. Okay.
You can speak and do stuff. We know you can.
I don't know if I can. also, One Swoop Fell. Is also on my list. A couple of you already mentioned it, and Mark's, I guess, blacklisting it because it's done by a professional.
Well, I wouldn't blacklist it. I just didn't think it would qualify for that because
right.
I thought we were doing new people. But
right, right.
Because otherwise it would be on my list. It's awesome.
But I fell in love with that comic right away, but I had to read through it to make sure it stayed good, and I really liked it. So, well, that's that. I already clicked that.
In my face, then, I guess.
Whoa. Another one is Union of Heroes, which is a photo comic, one of two photo comics I'm nominating, which is actually, well, as far as photo comics go, it's really good, and it's about superheroes. And oh, wow, I didn't know the previous strip was animated. I must have missed that. Oh, that's sweet. Oh, sweet. Okay. So Union of Heroes at unionofheroes.com. I like the most recent thing which just came out. Well, part of the storyline was there's this one girl who I guess like her power or ability, innate ability is, because she can't control it yet, is where she replaces somebody that's going to die, and she dies instead of them. And then she comes back, and then it'll happen all over again with somebody else who's going to die. And so this, like, ooh, that's kind of cool. So the current arc is pretty sweet, and I've been enjoying the comic. My other photo comic is Night Zero. As if anybody had to guess, it is the photographic photo comic, photographic zombie comic, photographic photo comic. I like the story. I like the world that's in place. The characters that are going. Just how it's done. It's kind of weird and cool. I forget what HDR. I forgot how they said the type of photography that they use for it. But there's that one. God, I gotta switch through all these. Dang it! Ah, no, don't. Okay, I did. There it is. Yeah, I'm trying to type things into the screen at the same time as I'm going over them. Also, Curvy, I have to say that I'm actually really enjoying that one. It is, not safe for work, let's say. And it just has a cool idea of multiple worlds and universes. Apparently, we live in Boring World. And there's this other girl that's from Candy World or something like that. And it, you know, it just kind of starts off kind of like, okay, there's not really much of a story here, but kind of basically, you know, Boring World is boring, and then you don't really need to know anything because we're boring. And then, whoa, cool, what's this happening? And then this girl kind of is going across and likes, you know, being lesbian-y with this girl.
I was going to say, for someone who has this thing about not being into lesbian porn, you're the only one that picked Curvy. I'm just.
There's not a whole lot of lesbian porn in it. I mean, there's like.
There was seven pages in a row of lesbian porn.
Seven pages in a row.
Wasn't there?
Wait a minute. Where'd that start?
What page number are we talking about?
Okay. First takes her home. There's all kinds of fingering and stuff going on.
But it's also also ridiculous at the same time. And just crazy.
I do kind of like that one, I have to admit. I kind of like that one. It didn't make my top list. But again, it has that sort of alternative weekly feel to it, the alt-underground comic feel to it. And it's well made in the style that it's in.
Another one, which I really like, is House Pets. Now, this is a furry comic in a whole different way that I haven't really seen before. The pets are, the animals, they're in their place. They're pets. Their owners, basically the artistic way that they have, like the people, is they go all the way up to the top of the frame and they're just cut off at their jaws so you can see them when they speak or everything. But you don't see their faces. And it's like the ownership thing is there. I know, like the regular rules, like a dog on a leash, you know, have to wear a leash and such like that are there. The pets basically call their owners like mom and dad, which is, you know, kind of cute and everything. And it's just like the world that it is just kind of like, okay, there's a lot of taboo stuff potential in here. And I just kind of want to know how they're going to approach various aspects and such, because, you know, the law is they have to be on a leash, but it's okay. Yes. If they hold their own leash. You know, it's so okay. it's a whole bunch of like crazy stuff. And I just like the world. It's different. And it's also, there's some like coexisting things with dogs and cats and mice, which is also, it's also really cool. So I like that sort of thing.
The one thing I'd like to interject real quick is I did like that unlike in some of the other anthropomorphized worlds, the humans are aware that the animals are sentient. There's not this, you know, quick, they're coming home, you know, now we have to act like animals. So I did appreciate that.
Yes, yes, that's one of the reasons why I really like it, too. So
yeah.
Also, there's bear nuts, which I kind of started following maybe after maybe 10 strips when it started posting, and I just kept up on it because it was just like, this is awesome. It's kind of like Care Bears gone wrong, or feral, I guess, in a way.
Or Care Bears meets Happy Tree Friends.
Yeah, yeah, there we go. but that's one of my favorites, and Prozac Bear is awesome. Make sure he has his meds. How many is that?
You're supposed to be counting.
Okay. Yeah. Also,
you're the counter.
I'm surprised nobody else picked this, but Gastrophobia is awesome. I don't know what's with you guys.
Number 11 of mine.
I like that one too. That was on my list. Great art. Again, it has that alt comics look to it. Nice two-tone color scheme going on there.
Yeah.
I only had so much room.
Right. But Gastrophobia is one of my personal favorites. I really like that one. I was hoping that more people would like it, but oh well. I could do with less of the kid in there because, you know, I really don't like kids, but...
The chat room has gone crazy. Apparently, they were all just waiting for somebody to mention Gastrophobia, so... Fess wins.
I win.
I did actually really like it, and I loved like the old timey. You know, I loved the oh, what do they call the textures in the background?
Background.
Zipatone.
Oh yeah, the dots.
Yeah, like I liked the look of it. I just couldn't really, I guess, get into it. But it looks great.
Oh, like the retro type. Yeah.
Yeah.
Precocious wasn't on our list. What the hell? It should have been.
It should have been.
Oh, well. It's an awesome comic.
I thought
anyway.
Precocious started in 2009.
Did it start this year? I guess it would qualify next year then.
Yeah.
That is okay.
I think I had Odd Fish on my on my list as well, but then I questioned it when it came out, so I wasn't entirely sure. But that basically was my list. Oh wait, no wait, no wait, no wait, no wait. Nerf now. I'm guessing I'm the only one who picked this, but this is okay, kind of inappropriate comic when I first go to it, but Nerf Now is basically a video game webcomic where it's characters of video games and mostly of Team Fortress 2 characters, which is really awesome because I love TF2. And what I really like about this comic is that it is mostly without dialogue, or simple dialogue, if anything. The guy who does it, actually, English isn't his first language, and I'm not sure if he knows that much English, because I think he has one of his friends translates for him, but I'm trying to see if I can get him on the show. So,
because we don't have enough problem with English speaking guests.
Well, no. Well, see, because I'm trying to like set something up. So I sent him questions already, and I see if we can try to work something out where I'll splice it in later. But I kind of really wanted to ask about it because it's on multiple. I got multiple different types. I got several questions that I'd like to ask from his perspective because I didn't even know English wasn't his first language until I emailed him to you know, be on the show. In any case, let me add that to Nerf Now. But that's my list there, and then of course we have the three short stories. That basically a strange someone you can possibly stick in there, but I was going to go with Speak No Evil, personally. What did you guys think?
For which? I'm sorry, for which?
Short stories, for the ones that are like...
I was thinking Zip and Little Bit, but I don't think they qualify.
They don't because this is the second.
Yeah,
it's like
they're in their second story they're
yeah,
doing.
Yeah, they're in their second story, so it's kind of hard. Otherwise, that would have been, you know, my first thought, too. But Sky Kayak is their second, so.
This is so unusual. I like that story. Speak No Evil. I really like that one. It was very unusual, very different.
Yes, and I really love the artwork, too.
And then the other one was David and Goliath, which is that 8-page thing about the... somebody had it written down as Pop and Dad or Father and Son or something like that, but it was called David and Goliath.
No, Father and Son's a different one.
Well, yeah. They linked a different... They linked the one I... what I just said, so, which was weird.
David and Goliath was... It was nostalgic, I suppose, but... I don't know. It didn't do
it. Is this the one where they go out and fly the kite?
Yep.
Because that's Father and Son. Okay, I did like that. I like that one. It had an interesting look to it.
It was charming.
Yeah. I didn't know if it was a short story or not, though. I didn't know if it
qualified. Yep, that was it. It was just 8 pages.
It completed.
Oh yeah. Okay.
It was a traditional 8-page. I still think that I'm going to go with Speak No Evil.
Yeah.
It might be a bit difficult for some people because, you know, it's not – it's rather existential.
It is a little bit.
There's a lot of symbolism in there and a lot of, you know, kind of, I guess, visual philosophy. But, yeah, I thought it was quite good.
I also had Strange Someone for the short term – comic. I found this one very interesting as well. Very stupidly well drawn, again. I'm a sucker for the art.
Yeah.
And this is a... this one is wrapped, as far as I can tell.
Yep, it's done and done with. It ended, actually, this year, which is in January, I think. But, like I said, I put that one in my regular webcomic list, not the short story one, but, you know, it could almost go both ways.
It qualifies.
Chris, Horatio?
I like Speak No Evil. I was looking for standalone, and when I found that one, I actually liked that one a lot. Originally I was going to have Strange Someone be my pick, but when I found that, it was just very different, and I liked that it was very different. I liked Someone for the fact that it also told a werewolf story with, one, 2 pages only of having werewolves in it. The rest of it was all just the relationship and the people. And it was, again, very different from what, you know, the person could have done to tell a werewolf story. So, but ultimately I picked Speak No Evil because I really enjoyed that one.
Horatio?
Yeah. I didn't speak...
Yes. You're going to it now, aren't you?
This one I didn't really go through that much. That's what I'm saying.
Well, were there any of the standalones that you did like?
I'm sure there were.
Did anyone read Yellow Scarves all the way?
I couldn't.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I mean, it's really good art, and it's a really well-written story. It just, you know, I can acknowledge that something's, really good, but I can still say it's not for me. But, yeah.
It was a good story, but kind of simple. Excuse me. Kind of simple. So it was just, compared to the others that were so out there, I just, like I said, didn't hit anything big with me.
Right. But I would still say, definitely one of the most, out of the ones that we have, excellent work in art.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
I'm not going anywhere.
I'm sorry.
I see webcomic people.
I forgot to push the button.
The button.
Push the button, Frank.
Yes, they heard me. Go away. I apologize.
Yeah. In any case, we got to take another break. When we come back, we're going to wrap this up really quickly since, wow, holy crap. Anyway, we'll be right back.
The Webcomic Beacon is hosted on RampageNetwork.com. Be sure to check out our weekly live broadcast on TalkShoe.com. Listen in, chat, or call in at WebcomicBeacon.com/live.
We should give him time to finish the rest of the comic.
I think he threw him off a bit because he didn't realize that like we were picking like 10 and then the standalone.
Sorry. Well, see, this
that's
is our
your fault.
This is our it's our experimental year. Next year will be a lot better. Hey, let's go to the chat room. Hey, chat room. That's right. You too can be a part of the Webcomic Beacon live broadcast chat room. All you need to do is visit our TalkShoe page on Sundays at 3 p.m. Eastern. That's at webcomicbeacon.com/live. In any case, chat room. Let's see if we can do this. If you guys had to pick just one comic out of the list that you found on our website or of what we've been talking about already to be the Listener's Choice Award, what webcomic would it be?
The suspense is killing me here with the beakies and stuff.
Well, you guys got to do better than that if you want us to pick one. It has to be a pretty good amount of people wanting one. One particular, otherwise we're not going to do it.
Oh, there's another comic I want to bring up that I was just informed about. O31.com.
Is that the letter O?
Yes.
O31.com.
.net.
This isn't a porn site, is it?
One can only hope.
Yeah.
I was, but I didn't see.
Ooh, pretty logo. The header is amazing.
It's still loading. Wow. Ooh, that is pretty.
But here's the catch.
Uh-oh.
It started, it made an attempt to go online in 2004, and then it redid itself in 2008.
That doesn't count.
He's not allowing reinventions.
Nope.
Oh my God, that's beautiful.
Communist.
No, yeah. Are you kidding? That's the American way, asshole. No.
Get out of my way.
I'm calling my host.
They're actually going to be on the same server as you soon. So.
Yeah, I'm calling our host an asshole. Yeah.
Way to go there, Fess.
Woo!
Kiss off the host. This is fucking gorgeous.
Okay, let's see here.
They're a new member.
Those backgrounds are astonishing.
Well,
I would rather shoot myself than draw all that stuff. Can I just say that now?
Well, it's a team of three.
It'd have to be. Holy crap.
Well, I don't know if the...
I think I figured out why Fez likes gastrophobia so much.
Why?
Why would that be?
Where's the lesbians?
Red.
Oh, it's red. Red.
Because he likes red?
No.
Communist red.
Oh, No. Everyone knows that I like femme fatale characters and
yes, he's got a thing for strong women.
That too is short hair and basically women that probably would never need or be attracted to me, basically. I'm setting myself
women
up
that
for
would
failure.
Kick your ass and walk themselves home. That's
yes.
What you're going for.
Yep. I tend to be like, hey, that girl's pretty cute. Oh, she's kind of, hey, she's really cool. She likes a lot of the, oh, she's not into guys. Okay.
How many of them do you think tell you that?
I find out, and a couple of times I've been told. So,
I mean, do you think they just? That would be my case. They just tell me that they're not into guys because they don't want to go out with me.
Oh, you mean like they're lying because it's easy way? Okay, I used to have a friend, and we would go to bars together. When we didn't really want to be hit on, we would just sit in each other's laps all night. So it does happen. Mm-hmm. Girls do lie. It's like, no, I'm
no,
into
these,
her.
They were definitely lesbians.
You know, of course, says, of course.
No. See, I was a part of a pagan alliance group when I was in college. And, well, I guess most of them are lesbians. And then the ones that weren't, well, they were already with somebody really serious, like, and, you know, were pregnant or had a baby already. So, whoop-de-doo. All right.
Sounds like an awesome club.
Well, it was, aside from trying to find somebody to go out with in, but, yeah. I think the only other girl that was maybe interested in me was, like, underage, and...
Oh, jailbaits and vagina lovers. That's...
I thought you said this was in college, not you going to high school.
There's a PSEO program, which means high school students that can go to college for credit, and also the student organizations could have 25% of their members to be not college students. Or not of that college in any case. So there were a couple from not from the school and a couple that were, I mean, I think she was underage in any case. She was living in the dorms, though, too. She had to have been 18. But I was like...
No, you can be 17 and live in the dorms out here.
But I was 24 or 5.
I mean, is underage? That is not jailbait.
I was older anyway. So I was like 25 or 24, so...
Okay, you had me worried. I thought, yeah, I was in college and I joined this high school club.
No, I was bringing the beer and I was bringing the stogies and
I was the coolest kid there.
Yeah.
In any case, that's pretty much. We really don't have that much time left for the show. Like I said, next we're gonna deliberate and we're gonna try to come up with. Well, basically, come up with almost unanimously, if possible, our awards to give the award to award.
We cannot be bought, but you're welcome to try.
Please, please feel welcome to try. And if you would like to sponsor the Webcomic Beacon episode, either this one or an up-and-coming episode, just go to our website and go to webcomicbeacon.com and look on the side panel and click on Advertising Opportunities. And if you got an art or comic-related website that's not like a sales site, for $10 you can sponsor an episode, get 3 notices of sponsorship during the show, as in like you've heard on episode 69, as well as a graphical ad on the actual post. And then we use that money to actually advertise the episode itself. And if you're not a comic or art site, or if you're something else and you're a sales site, then, well, it's $20 because we're trying to encourage the, well, art and comic stuff. But otherwise, you can also bid on our Project Wonderful ads that are on our site. And go ahead, check that out. And as long as you're around, you might as well check out RampageNetwork.com for many other fine webcomics and bid on their advertisements as well. Because money makes the world go round. And also supports our host costs. So, isn't that right, Horatio?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just playing with the diamonds I bought with the ad revenue.
Jeez.
What about hosting costs?
What?
And the line of the show goes to... That was amazing.
So anyway, well, we might record some of the after show of us discussing the thing, but mostly we're going to be... I don't know what we might end up just turning off the deliberation. For everyone, because I got to get to bed. I work tonight. But any case, this show needs some editing.
I think you should just put it all on.
Put it all on?
Yeah.
I don't want to.
Unedited. He doesn't like that.
No.
It touches his
because
emotional center.
No, because the first two breaks were like 30 minutes.
He's got to play with the remote.
He doesn't like it when they touch the anal center.
No, that's bad.
Be bad. See? it's a bad touch. We know.
Did you stop recording?
No, I'm not done recording yet. We gotta sign out.
We have an after show. We have to do the sign out, which is always lovely, and then I screw it up.
Yeah,
and
then we gotta do our deliberations, maybe.
Yeah.
For a little bit anyway. And then next week we will be announcing the awards as well as some other awesome stuff that I have planned for next week. That is next week's show is gonna be on the 5th of April.
Yes.
So look out.
I won't be there though.
Oh well, I'll pre-record you or something like that.
Okay. The show's not going to be as fun now. Great.
Oh well. In any case,
maybe I'll do it live from Emerald City Comic Con.
That would work.
Ooh.
All right. Fine. Since I got to edit out a lot anyway, and we still got some time yet, I'm going to go start with Chris. What are your top five, in no particular order?
Definitely Wubble. Definitely Sandra and Wu. Go with Ink Tank, Marooned, and Oddfish.
Tanya, what are your top five?
I hate this.
Well, too bad.
You're funny. Okay, I'm going to go with Sister Claire, Sandra and Wu, Wubble, Blank It, and Oddfish.
Horatio, what are your top five?
I'm going to go with Daisy Al, the Sam and Lila by Activate.
Okay.
One Swoop Fell, Wubble.
Wubble.
And Vlad the Vegan.
Okay. Mark?
Well, Wubble, definitely.
You guys liked that one. I hated that one.
It's like The Office with cats.
Oh, I hated The Office.
Well, that's why.
Okay.
Definitely
is
Wubble.
Is because it talks about capitalism?
No, I just don't like Office comics. It's
still hitting the communist thing hard.
In any case, go ahead, Mark.
Let's see. Wubble, Sandra and Wu, Ink Tank. I also have to second Sam and Lila, Activate. And since it does qualify, it's painful to pare any of these away. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. I want to say One Swoop Fell. But I'll go with Clockwork Game instead, because...
And then that leaves me, and I am going to have... See, I wanted to have Evil Diva and Surfboard and Ray Guns in there. But the thing was, this is why I didn't include them. Because they introduced a plot point that was the interesting plot point and didn't do anything with it within the time frame. Evil Diva had that transformation type of secret mission type of stuff that was introduced. Nothing happened with that during the time frame, so I can't give it for that because I don't like high school drama comics. But I did like the premise of it, and I did like the mixing of all that. I did like that, but of course...
I think eventually I just don't like it yet.
Right. And the same thing for Surfboards and Ray Guns. It's like, as soon as it like reaches the end of the time cycle, that introduces what it's really, the meat and cheese of what it's about. Though it looks really promising, I just had to pick other ones instead. So first off, I'm going to go with Gastrophobia. It's definitely going to be in my top five. House Pets comic, as well as Swoop Fell. Here, Sam and Lila, that's definitely one of my pick. And as well as... Oh, veiledtruths.com/strange. Someone, that's what I was going to pick. So I'm going to pick that one. That one. And so that's my five. And so we are going to go over our top fives and with top fives in mind, and then we're going to haggle and try to convince each other which ones actually deserve...
There's so many good ones. And then there's some like with just awesome art.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Story notwithstanding, I'm not saying that's bad, but things like Nauru of Nature's Arts.
I know.
Tales of Middle Kingdom. Dawn of Time.
Basically, I have a headache. I need to get some sleep. So we got to get out of here. we got to sign out, but like I got to make this sound really awesome as if we come back. Well, okay. I got to get this in.
Try again.
Okay, well, we tried to go through the chat rooms and try to figure out what the current listeners were doing because I don't want to do any sort of vote thing, but I will say that Oddfish and Sister Claire seem to be the biggest ones that people were talking about, but I don't think we can rightfully make an award out of listeners' choice right now other than just at least mention that. In any case, what we got to do is say that come back next week when we're going to reveal the final, not the finalists, the actual award winners and something special for April 5th. So now, but we're going to sign off for now because it's been a long podcast and there probably won't be an after show. But normally you can find the after show to most of our episodes at webcomicbeacon.com/live and you'll go right to our TalkShoe page and go ahead and listen if you'd like. Otherwise, this has been Fess of PSIwebcomic.com.
This is Tanya of Betapone.com.
This is Mark of AutumnLake.com.
This is Chris from WebcomicZ.com.
This is John from RampageNetwork.com.
Thank you all for tuning in this week.
Beakies.
That's all for the Beacon. Be sure to tune in.
Actually, that's an April Fool's. We're going to give you the awards right now. And guess what? And guess what? There is no show on April 5th. So if you come on April 5th, well, there's going to be no show for you. Losers. In any case, we're going to start with some judge honorable mentionables. And the I'll just mention mine first. My personal judge honorable mentionable is Gastrophobia. Mark?
Mine, I was split between two, and Chris got that one. But I will go with Sam and Lila just because it's so beautifully illustrated and has such an interesting color scheme and design. I'm going to go with that one, Sam and Lila.
Chris?
I'm going to go with the one I stole from Mark, Ink Tank. It's, again, very funny, slice-of-life comic. I definitely recommend it.
Tanya?
I'm going to have to go with Sister Claire, whether or not it sends me to hell. The coloring is excellent, and I like this story so far. It's picking up pace. It's good.
Horatio?
I'm going to have to go with Daisy Al. When you think it can't get any more random, it does.
and we'll just say that Horatio was very torn, and he was crying. but anyway, next up,
little girl.
Next up, Mark, if you may.
No, Tanya, if she may.
Oh, well, yeah, that's right. Working our way up. Tanya, please go ahead.
All right, presenting these standalone Simplex awards. First up, we have Speak No Evil, which was my personal favorite. And the next one is Strange Someone.
Yes, these were our short story awards, and both of these are completed webcomics on the internet for your enjoyment. Next up, Mark, if you may.
And now for the Newcomer Awards, the official Beakies. The Newcomer Beakie. Becky, may I have the envelope, please?
Thank you.
Beacon girl. So, we have three Beaky winners, big Beaky winners here. The first is Wubble. Wubble gets a Beaky.
In no particular order.
No particular order. And we also have One Swoop Fell, also gets a Beaky, incredibly well drawn and animated there. Nice to look at and a really good story. And we also have Sandra and Wu winning the Beaky this year.
Excellent. And those are the awards. There are many to go through, and next year when we refine this whole process, there'll be certainly many, many more to go through. We had a couple other award ideas. Those kind of fell through. Maybe there'll be something more next year. In any case, thanks to everyone for showing up to listen to the Webcomic Beacon Awards for 2008 Webcomic. Webcomics. Once again, thanks to our guests, hosts, our special judges, Chris and Horatio, for coming on the show.
Glad to be here. Glad to be here.
Remember, there is no show next week. We're going to be off for the first time in 70 weeks of consecutive weekly podcast updates. That's it for the show. That's the Webcomic Beacon Awards for 2008.
Beacon!